Although, Steve, a lot of people have decided SUVs are too expensive for travel. Demand for SUVs and trucks is down. Sales in the U.S. for the gas-guzzling vehicles are falling this year, and it seems they've yet to hit bottom. Yesterday, General Motors said it would cut production at 4 plants. This at a time when most of GM's truck plants have already been shut down because of an ongoing strike at one of the company's major parts suppliers. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio reports.
The strike at American Axle plants started in late February. Since then, GM has built 100,000 fewer vehicles than it originally expected. But that still wasn't enough to adjust for the falling demand for pickups and SUVs. Eric Merkel is an industry forecaster with the firm IRN Incorporated. He says part of the problem is that GM ramped up its production just before the American Axle strike.
They didn't know for certain whether there's going to be a strike, but they built up an anticipation. And I think that that's really what's causing some problems.
Now, 2 months into the strike, Merkel says GM still has about 50% more trucks and SUVs in inventory than it should have. And Merkel says the market is still heading in the wrong direction. That means GM could be making even further cuts in the years to come. The cuts announced yesterday will affect GM plants in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Ontario. GM hasn't announced how many workers will be affected. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.